Health Matters, Dr. Michelle Wright here. Today, thinking about gluten intolerance and celiac disease, conditions that are perhaps sometimes confused. A food intolerance is an abnormal reaction of the body to a certain food, but it's not an allergic reaction. It's not mediated by the immune system. Food intolerances happen either because a person has a problem digesting a certain substance in food, or their body reacts in an abnormal way to that food. So thinking specifically about gluten, gluten's the name given to the mixture of proteins found in cereal grains, particularly wheat. Around 1 in 100 people develop inflammation of the lining of their small intestine when they eat gluten. We say that these people have celiac disease. Their body mistakenly sees gluten as a threat and starts trying to fight it off. You can think about it a bit like this. When you develop a cold, your body makes antibodies to attack the cold virus. In people with celiac disease, their body makes antibodies to attack the gluten in the food they eat, and this leads to the inflammation in their small intestine. Celiac disease is what we call an autoimmune disease. It's not actually a food allergy or a food intolerance. Because of the inflammation in their small intestine, a person with celiac disease has problems absorbing nutrients from the food that they eat. Unless recognised, this can cause long-term problems for their health. In babies and children, celiac disease can lead to poor weight gain and poor growth, pale, smelly diarrhoea, vomiting and abdominal bloating. Iron, vitamin and other nutrient deficiencies can also develop. For adults, symptoms can include excessive wind and bloating, diarrhoea and abdominal pain again, tiredness and sometimes weight loss. Anemia is also common, and vitamin and other nutrient deficiencies can have a long-term impact on health, leading to problems such as osteoporosis, thinning of the bones. As I've said, celiac disease affects about 1% of the population. But there are some people who develop similar symptoms when they eat gluten but don't have celiac disease. The specific inflammation in their small intestine doesn't develop. So their problem isn't an autoimmune condition, but it seems to be a food intolerance to gluten, sometimes called non-celiac gluten sensitivity. So how can you tell the difference between the two? Well, if you think you may have symptoms of celiac disease or non-celiac gluten sensitivity, then your doctor will usually advise a blood test that looks specifically for the antibodies made against gluten found in someone with celiac disease. If this test is positive, then you may be referred for an endoscopy so that a sample of tissue, a biopsy, can be taken from the lining of your small intestine to look for the typical inflammation changes of celiac disease. But a word of warning. If you've already been treating yourself by going gluten-free in your diet, then the initial blood test result and the biopsy could be negative. It's important to keep eating gluten before any testing. And the treatment? Well, if you're found to have celiac disease, then it's a gluten-free diet for life. You need to stick to this to avoid any inflammation in the small intestine and any long-term impact on your health. For those thought to have non-celiac gluten sensitivity, then again, gluten avoidance can help symptoms. Your doctor will be able to advise. That's it for this episode. Catch the podcast and others in the series at worldradio.ch/healthmatters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.